Welcome, everybody. Springtime is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time to get outside, hang with friends, and enjoy this incredible place we live in, Music City. We want to guide you to some great brews to enjoy in all your springtime festivities with Lightning 100 Brews in Bloom. Welcome back in, Jason from Lightning in the Morning, joined by my buddy Matt Leff from Rhizome Productions for another Brews in Bloom. It's fast approaching, man. East Nashville Beer Fest, it's right around the corner. Things going well?
Going well. Tents are up. Fence is going up. We're ready to rock and roll for Saturday.
Of course you are. You guys got it down. This is the ninth annual, correct?
Ninth annual. Going to be a great year. Amazing music. Thanks to Mike Grimes. Get your tickets. There's a few left.
There you go. As we continue to roll through some of the brews that we can sample as part of the East Nashville Beer Fest, this brings us across the pond, if you will.
Definitely.
This is an actual Belgian brew, right?
This is a beer from Belgium. This is the St. Bernardus Wit. And super cool, they now put it in cans. Even the Belgians are getting on the canning train. So this is a beer that you can find around town in cans. It's a very traditional style from Belgium. Belgium is one of the masters of beer, behind Germany maybe, or ahead of Germany in my opinion. So this is a Belgian wit. Let's taste it first.
Okay.
Because it is a unique style, something you all need to try.
Oh, wow.
It's light. It's refreshing. Definitely got some haze to the eyeball.
Very little
orange
bitter,
peel,
though.
Coriander.
Yeah.
Definitely not bitter. It's made with wheat and honey. It's an awesome beer, and it's in a can. How cool is that?
So is this, this is getting back to the true kind of Belgian style of brewing?
Definitely. This is a very traditional Belgian style, the Belgian wit. It's one of the core beers of Belgian beer culture. And it's definitely designed for spring and summer consumption because it's light, it's refreshing, it's crushable. I could definitely drink a six pack. And it's low alcohol, 5%.
After one sip, I'm thinking I'd be right there with you.
Definitely.
As far as a Belgian brew, what exactly does that entail? Does that mean like all of the barley, the hops, the wheat, whatever is involved, does it all come from Belgium?
Not necessarily. It is just the style of beer that the Belgian monks,
the brewing style,
created.
Okay.
Years and years and years ago. St. Bernardus is, while not a Trappist brewery, they brew in the Trappist style and traditions. So that's where the wit comes from. And it's a wonderful beer made with wheat. It's technically a Belgian wit means white beer. And it's definitely designed for spring and summer consumption, sort of white, yellow to color. And like I said, it's definitely got some haze going on.
Yes. Well, I know it's spring and I know I'm enjoying it. So
cheers to another quencher.
That'll do it for this edition of Brews in Bloom. It's been brewed by Lippmann Brothers, Rhizome Productions, and Lightning 100. You can hear this edition and all of our previous editions also over on the website at lightning100.com.